From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Tiffany Greenwald Simon reports for Columbia Green Media that the Hudson Catskill Housing Coalition has not a new home yet after a large rate increase is forcing them out of Catskill December 31st. The group, which works to help the local affordable housing crisis, was a victim of the cause it works for, as landlord Foreland raised the rent on their second floor office 135% from $400 a month to $950 a month. Elliot Matos, director of operations for the HCHC, said, and I quote, "We had someone offer us one spot, but unfortunately the building was sold, and so that option was off the table as quickly as it was put on the table. We're being displaced, and it's sad that we're not going to have a presence in Greene County," end quote. Matos said he has not spoken with Steph Halmos, founder and executive director of Foreland, but last got an email in August. Matos said, and I quote, "She has not tried to reach out to us in any sort of way. She never came to me. She never wrote an email. She never said to anyone in our organization, 'Hey, I'm sorry, but what can we do? We can't do anything. We're not in that position of power,'" end quote. Rich Azapati, the spokesperson for Foreland, said, and I quote, "For years, Foreland provided HCHC a subsidized rent to the tune of $25,000 and gave them roughly 8 months' notice that there needed to be a change. In exchange for these efforts, including donating a free event space solely for HCHC's fundraising efforts, HCHC resorted to personal attacks and selectively released private correspondence in order to portray a unilateral rent increase devoid of years of kindness and preemptive efforts made by Foreland. In the wake of such a breach of trust and relentless attacks, Foreland decided to part ways in perpetuity with HCHC. We wish them, and certainly whomever they will be renting from, all the best," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Ragga Justin reports in the Times Union that the Correctional Association of New York gave mixed reviews in audits to two state prisons in Napanoc and Ulster County with allegations of abuse and inmates reporting spotty access to essential services. The group talked with the prison population and staff members and observed prison conditions. One-third of inmates said they had witnessed or experienced some form of physical or verbal abuse, although positive reports from staff treatment were higher than in other similar prisons. There were 10 reports of Ulster County prison staff using, and I quote, "N-word," end quote, while addressing inmates. Jennifer Scaife, the Correctional Association of New York's executive director, said, and I quote, "Our visits to Ulster and Eastern state prisons highlighted many promising practices and programs that should be replicated in facilities across the state. Nevertheless, a number of the association's findings related to the provision of basic services highlight the persistent challenge faced by the State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision, challenges that are hardly unique to Ulster and Eastern," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. WNYT reports that Columbia Green Humane Society is waiving adoption fees in December. An anonymous donor is covering all the adoption fees. That includes cats, dogs, rabbits, and guinea pigs. And you can read more about this story at WNYT. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.